This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The G20 meeting down in Los Cabos, Mexico, leaders of the world's 20 biggest economies, wrapped up today. Those who've been hoping for a definitive plan to end the European debt crisis came away disappointed, as they knew they would. But it does give us another chance to ask,
what's up?
What's up?
What's up, Europe?
What's up, Europe? Today, Italy, and journalist Sophia Celeste in Milan. Sophia, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me on the show.
So I'll tell you what, I was going to ask you all about the Greek elections and Spanish bond yields, but I imagine really the only thing people are talking about over there is soccer and the Italians beating the Irish, right, yesterday?
That's absolutely true. I was on my way to work this morning, and I heard a group of older women talking about it at a cafe. So I think that's pretty indicative of how exciting Italy's win over Ireland was last night.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Little old ladies in a cafe talking soccer.
It was. And they actually had a lot to say, especially about Mario Balotelli, who is an Italian football player of Ghanaian descent.
Oh.
And it's probably the first time a soccer player of African descent has been regarded as such a soccer hero in Italy.
So did this game give people a lift? Because, I mean, you know, improve the mood at all? Because my guess would be, you know, reading the headlines about what's going on over there would just get depressing.
Exactly. You know, yesterday's win was a little reprieve from all of the economic doldrums.
So what happens next, do you think? This whole debt crisis thing, I mean, where does this all go for the Italians and for the Europeans?
That's a difficult question to answer. You know, my husband's a lawyer and I'm a journalist, and I think we're luckier than most, but it's totally impossible to predict tomorrow. We're all sort of living on edge a little bit these days.
Yeah. Yeah. Does that get tiring?
It gets tiring. Talking to other people, I think that people are just staying in jobs that they don't really like because there's no certainty that they'll even be able to find another job tomorrow. And young people are so disillusioned that they're not even trying to find jobs.
Sophia Celeste in Milan for us today. Sophia, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me on the show.